Honorable Minister, Mr. Vice President, on the issue of the establishment of a national human rights institution, Vanuatu is happy to announce that it has completed all its scoping consultations on the establishment of such an institution and is currently working on a human rights policy that will also include the mandate covered in the Paris Principle. On the issue of penal code, requesting the government of Vanuatu to make amendment to include marital rape, we will take this recommendation and we thank you for the recommendation made in this occasion. With regards to the gender issues that have been raised amongst various scopes, with regards to political participation of women in parliament, Vanuatu is glad to inform that with the policy on the National Gender Equality Policy and strategic number 5 of the priorities in that policy, it includes the political participation of women also in parliament. The policy also includes empowerment of women in economic and social aspects of the policy, and also the participation of gender mainstreaming across all sections of the policy. Vanuatu is also glad to note that with the last legislature, we have now a woman represented in our parliament, and also many high positions are occupied by women in our country. On the issue of climate change, and especially on the issue raised regarding the international climate justice, Vanuatu acknowledges the support that it was given to the ICJ program to address the issue of small island states that are going through the effects of climate change. And we would like to thank all those countries who have provided written submissions, and special thanks to our Pacific Island partners who form 20% of the written submissions. Given the significant number of written submissions and the need of thorough coordination and analysis, Vanuatu seeks all partner supports for an extension of at least 3 months of the time limit for submitting written comments to support small island developing states. And at this juncture, we also request for the EU and UN member countries for an extension of the deadline of the submissions to the committees. With regards also to climate change, the government through the Ministry of Climate Change is continually strengthening legislation and policies to focus on vulnerable groups, especially with regards to women and girls and those living with disability, to mitigate impacts of natural disasters in the most rural and remote communities. This endeavor is ongoing, and we look to our partners to work collaboratively towards achieving our priorities. With regards to the age of consent for marriage, Vanuatu is currently reviewing its laws on the age of marriage with regards to the Control of Act Marriage Act, and and will be able to report this in its fifth UPR. With regards to the ratifications that have been echoed during this working group submission, we are glad to inform you that the optional protocols that countries have stated during this dialogue, which includes ICESCA or ICSCR and ICCPR, we are currently considering, and also the Convention on Enforced Disappearance and the Elimination of Racial Discriminations are some things that Vanuatu will continue to consider in the years to come, given our limited resources and capacity. And finally, with regards to the questions on labor, and especially with regards to those living with disability, on economic empowerment, we are glad to inform you that Vanuatu is working and is continuing working with our development partners, especially TVET, in collaborating partnerships to coordinate and deliver specialized training and life skills to women, especially living with disabilities, through best secondary and supported training, and this has proved a success in most of the provinces. With regards to women, especially with regards to the provincial action plan that has rolled out since the launching of the National Equality Policy, the establishment of the Committee Against Domestic Violence has assisted women in all provinces to be able to have access and fair justice in all its domains. I thank you, Honorable Minister, and I give the floor back to you.